This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have been talking about, yes, we are corrupt, saith the American politician. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook, said President Harry S. Truman. And in contrast, listen to what George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people. Well, actually, I should say not in contrast, but in line with. He said, George Washington did, few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. And yesterday, folks, we had spent some time on 268 of the 534 members of, well, what you would call representatives in this country mysteriously have become millionaires. Does it mean because they're making it off their $174,000 a year income? Or is it that they're selling out to special interest groups that are selling you out just like they're selling themselves out, just like the special interest groups are selling themselves out? See, they just don't realize yet, friends, that you reap what you sow. And rest assured, that applies to every single one of us, because as the Word of God says, it rains on the just and on the unjust. Don't ever forget that, friends. And folks, it's also interesting to note that we highlighted yesterday that we have guys like Robert C. Byrd, we have Daniel K. Inouye, who served 49 years, Storm Thurmond, 47 years, Edward Kennedy, 46 years, Patrick J. Lee, 42 years, and the list goes on and on and on and on in this country. And people are trying to figure out what is possibly going wrong with our country. I just told you. Besides the media and corrupt politicians, therein lies the problem. If you want to correct things, then deal with both fronts. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to show and share with you a few examples as to who's responsible for what's going on in your country today, as well as who's under attack in your country today. Now, as I've shared with you a million and a half times on this radio show, the homosexuals are being used to upend your sovereignty to give way to Sharia law. The conservatives, 6 years later, are starting to finally pick up on what they've been warned about. And see, this is the problem when people don't listen to the Word of God. It catches up, and then they wish they would have when they had the time to do it. But at that point, it's then too late. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen carefully, friends. This is less than 1.7% of the population, proving my point and reinforcing my point today. Farmer barred from open market for refusing to let homosexuals marry on his property. Did you hear what I just said? Farmer barred from open market for refusing to let homosexuals marry on his property. Who's encouraged the homosexuals, the felons themselves, those that commit the act of abomination before God and man, that they can go ahead and attack anybody they want to? Well, it's been corrupt governments. Because in every state in our union, it is a felony to commit the act of sodomy. So how is it that the sodomites now feel free to go ahead and attack anybody that they want to, friends? It's corrupt politicians, and it's the media. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Farmer barred from open market for refusing to let homosexuals marry on his property. Here's the good news. He's suing the city. Steve Tennis, owner of Country Mills Farms, refused to allow a homosexual couple to marry on his property. As a result, he filed a federal lawsuit on Wednesday, which alleged the city excluded him from the market because of his Christian beliefs. Boy, we're seeing a lot of that in this country, aren't we, friends? Who are they attacking, friends? Americans. Who are they attacking, friends? Patriots. Who are they attacking, friends? Conservatives. Who are they attacking, friends? It all ties into the Christ, the salt of the earth, right? Preservative, conservative, right? So on and so forth. Patriot, defined, upholds dying laws, right? That all comes back to the Christian faith. Giving way to the Muslims, but attacking Christians. Boy, that sounds like what's taking place on a global scale right now, but we just haven't seen bloodshed yet, have we? But again, we can also go back to the responsibility of the American people, and we can go to the jihadists that are in the abortion clinics, and the American people know it. Now when they're threatened with it, now they need to stand up and enforce the laws against those illegals coming into the country rather than dealing with what their responsibility is, and that's those that are murdering the innocent babies in the womb, which are the true jihadists. But again, that's been in the light since 1973 in this country. Going back, sonsoflibertymedia.com, what's happening in your country today, friends? Illegal government surveillance of American citizens continues. You better bet your bottom dollar. Folks, if you want to know what the technology is, just simply go to your phone and go to Where Am I? And when you go to Where Am I, guess what pops up? Exactly where you're at. If you have that technology, you better know they have that technology. And they've had it for years, and they've been doing this to the American citizen for a long, long time. Again, don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. It's been going on through experience, rest assured. You can also go online, friends, and see even aircrafts that are flying over you from your phone. They'll tell you the aircraft, what kind of aircraft, what flight it is, and the such. This is all available on your phone. But again, going back to prove the point that it is happening, in America, illegal government surveillance of American citizens continues. It's not going to the homosexuals. It's not going to the Muslims or the atheists or the communists or the sworn enemies of those that are within the United States. No, it applies to American citizens that your government is surveilling. Why? I mean, if they've been so effective since September 11th, why is it that we're not secure, more safe, as we've been told? Of course not, friends. September 11th was nothing but a con job. You know it, and I know it, and you've been attacked and under attack, and I've been under attack since September 11th. And again, just look to the definition of the DHS as to who the terrorists are, friends. There's 74 definition, and it applies to all of us in this country. Not without, not to the foreigner, not to the homosexual, not to the atheist, and the list goes on and on, folks. They're telling on themselves. As a matter of fact, just the other day, we seen where the DHS said that if the American people knew what was going on in this country, they'd be afraid to come out in their yards. Why would they say something like that, America? Why would they say something like that? I mean, we need to wake up as to what's going on here. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back and get back on topic, friends, as to who the problem is. And it starts with us. Just keep in mind, those corrupt politicians are only doing what you let them get away with. But it starts with us. But I'm going to give it to you directly from their mouths. The American politician, yes, we are corrupt. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on our Facebook account, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or if you'd like to jump on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, do so. Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, love to hear from you, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Christ Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say follow man. He didn't say follow man's doctrine. Again, he said, follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men. And that's exactly what we do. And that's how we know who we are, as to by the fruit in which we ourselves bear, putting the mirror on ourselves. Folks, over the last couple days, we have been talking about the American politician, and they themselves said, yes, we are corrupt. I shared with you that President Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. You know, friends, this just comes to my aid even as I'm speaking to you now. Why is it that we need to highlight all of their crimes on a daily basis? Why is it that the media keeps this in the light all day long? Because they want to desensitize you and they want you to be conditioned to accept whatever they do. And friends, again, going back to so many shows, until you send the message, we're not going to tolerate your crimes any longer, nothing's going to change in this country. Why is it that conservatives do nothing but talk about the left and the right when there is no such thing as a left? Isn't that interesting? Until we become an educated people, this is going to continue on. And again, that goes back to Hosea 4:6. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. President Harry S. Truman. The first president of the United States, George Washington, said few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Just ask none other than Benedict Arnold, friends, or the Clintons, or the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world, or the Bushes, and I can go on and on and on and on. And we also know, friends, that the Americans are betrayed on a daily basis by corrupt politicians that have sold themselves out to special interest groups who will also be held accountable, friends. Don't ever think for one moment the bad guy gets away with what he's doing. If you look in Scripture, you'll always see God uses the bad guy to chastise first, and if the people will not be chastised, then he will begin to judge that nation. We are in a country now that is under the judgment, and it is raining judgment in this country. We also talked about 268 of the 534 members that are millionaires, mysteriously, off a $174,000 wage salary. They're millionaires. And then we also highlighted the fact that many of these corrupt politicians, for some reason or another, they're reelected after they're reelected after they're reelected. I mean, look at the likes of the guy in Arizona, friends. I mean, Songbird McCain, there he is again. How is it that he's still there? And we see all the treasonous acts that he has committed. Or what about Maxine Waters? Or what about Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein or Jerry Brown or Mark Dayton? I mean, folks, I can just highlight many of these, or these corrupt mayors that are nothing short of felonies or felons, forgive me. I mean, how is it that they remain there, America? Who's put them there? Take the time to go get the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It'll be well worth your time, and it's an A-plus movie, but it's very factual. Though they set it out to be fictitious, it is not. The actors are, of course, the names are, of course, but it's very true as to what's going on in this country. And rest assured, friends, this has been going on for a long time in this country. Folks, we talked about how there's these senators that have been serving up to 49 years and 47 years and 46 years and 42 years. And now taking it back, folks, to yesterday's show and just recapping a couple of these quotes. Remember what Jesse Unruh, Speaker of the California Assembly in the 1960s, and the California State Treasurer in the 1970s and 80s said? He said, money is the mother's milk of politics. Money is the mother's milk of politics. You know, people say that money is the root of all evil. No, it is not. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Hey, folks, where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. You know, what is it that you have your eyes fixed upon? I mean, listen to what their hearts and minds and eyes are fixed upon. Money is the mother's milk of politics, Jesse Unruh. He also said that the millionaires class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process. See, now, if you were a principled people, America, you wouldn't tolerate this to take place. He went on and said, and they own the politicians that go to them for money. He said, we are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, which we are not. We are a republic. He said, one person, one vote, to an oligarchy where few rule over many, the form of society where billionaires would be determining who elected officials of this country really are. Friends, if you think for one moment that we're not there right now, you have got to be out of your mind. Socialist Bernie Sanders said, U.S. Senator from Vermont, if you want to call him that, said many similar things, such as, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is, said socialist communist Bernie Sanders, un-American, unpatriotic Bernie Sanders said, the real truth is the Wall Street, and Wall Street regulates the Congress. So in other words, friends, the dog is not wagging the tail. The tail is, in fact, wagging the dog. Let's jump over to, if you want to call him or even recognize him as such, but let's go over to that whore, Joe Biden, the former vice president. He said, you have to go where the money is. And folks, this guy is the epitome, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, politician. There's nothing upright in this man whatsoever. But Vice President Joe Biden said, you have to go where the money is. You have to go where the money is. How is it that these are the people that are claiming that they're doing so much for the poor if you have to go where the money is? Because that's not where the money is. And you see these societies that they say that they're helping so much, just consistently, friends, fall apart. They get poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer. Well, he just got done telling you. We just use that as an excuse to raise the money, and then we spend it on what we want to spend it on. We reallocate finances as to what we want to reallocate finances to, if not ourselves first and foremost. You got to go where the money is, said Vice President Joe Biden. No, he said, now where the money is, there's almost always implicitly some string attached. It's awful hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know is a particular position. Then you conclude they're wrong and vote no. Yeah, right. Hey, folks, we're talking about the American politician who said, yes, we are corrupt. They're telling on themselves. Let's go over to Jim Hightower, former Democratic Agriculture Commissioner of Texas. Today's whole political game run by an absurdist nightmare of moneyed elites, is ridiculous. A game in which corporations and people and money is magically empowered to speak. Of course. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich. They're bought and paid for, America, saith they. Shamelessly selling their political souls. Oh, yeah, they are. And they're selling you with it, America. What about Russ Feingold? This is what he said. People tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and the multimillionaires, billionaires, and big corporations are calling all the shots. Listen to what he just said. That's why you have illegal change taking place in your country today. Money answereth all matters. Well, it depends on who has the money. In the sense of a negative connotation in which I'm trying to reverse the effect of the negative to a positive. America, we have to deal with people that are violating, again, constitutional Republican law. It's this simple. That is the resolve to America's issues. He said, people tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and the multimillionaires, billionaires, and big corporations are calling all the shots. Huh, can we say fascism? It's hard not to agree, said Russ Feingold. I mean, this is crazy. They're telling on themselves, and the American people are still talking about the next crime that these corrupt politicians tomorrow will commit. Three-term Democratic senator from Wisconsin in 2015, announcing he's running for the Senate again. This was in 2015. Let's go to Senator Ted Cruz real quick, Republican from Texas. Lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. Listen carefully to what he just said, regardless if he's guilty of it or not, because he is in many ways. What did he just get done saying? That these politicians are conspiring against the American people. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You're probably familiar with the term crash and burn. You know, a huge failure. But do you know the term burn and crash? That's when you take a fat burner that gives you a whole bunch of energy, but later you get the dreaded crash. Look, if you want to burn body fat, I mean really melt your fat during workouts so you look and feel great, try Lean Fire XT. It uses a new concept called thermovigilance that helps you burn fat from your waist, hips, thighs, all over, with virtually no jitters and no crash. For a limited time, every man and woman in America can try a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting LOW to 202020. Lean Fire XT comes from the award-winning experts at Force Factor, and it's already a top-selling diet pill at GNC because it works. Don't settle for less. Get your complimentary bottle by texting LOW to 202020. If you burn too much fat, please decrease use of Lean Fire XT. That's LOW to 202020.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Getting some texts. I just, during the breaks, I usually try to take a drink, and I just noticed we have one individual, it's a friend of ours actually, he said, elections have consequences. And I've heard this quote before, but listen to it, friends. It's got a plethora of what you need to hear right now. A politician thinks of the next election, a statesman who works for the people, not himself. A politician works for special interest. So it's kind of a slang way of calling a person a statesman when you call them a politician. It's not a good definition, friends. A politician thinks of the next election, a statesman, the next generation. That's exactly right. Read Isaiah 58, read Isaiah 61 as well. Also wanted to highlight another one of these texts was third world country where 3% of the country owns 97% of the nation's wealth. And let me bring it to a summation for you. America ceases to exist when the people steal from the public largesse. And that's exactly what's happening in many cases, folks, through taxation. Because, again, what they're doing is they're using your tax dollars for 99% of what they have no constitutional authority implemented or delegated from we the people to them to do the things that they do with our money. But because you let them do it, they're going to continuously do it, just for the record. America ceases to exist when the people steal from the public largesse. Thank you for those quotes, sir, out in California and out or in Texas. We appreciate your feedback. The American politician states, yes, we are corrupt. So, America, what else do you need? I mean, a guy that goes out and robs banks, right? He comes up to the police and said, hey, listen, I'm the one responsible for stealing from all those banks, for robbing all those banks. What does the cop do? Does he look at him and just laugh at him and let the cameras follow him around and highlight his crimes? Or does he deal with the politician? By the way, they're called peace officers. And what do peace officers do? They enforce the law against the crime. Okay? No, they deal with the criminal, but the American people don't. And the crimes that are being committed against you, friends, are from special interest groups, are from the media on a daily basis, from the media on a daily basis, and from the corrupt politician, as I've highlighted time and time again. So if you deal with them people, there's nothing else to talk about. The only ones that are going to be talking at that point is corrupt politicians saying within their own ranks, you better quit committing crime because they're coming for you now. And again, I'm speaking about lawful resolve here. We just highlighted what none other than Jesse Unruh said, none other than communist Bernie Sanders said. And folks, he gets a platform from the media to speak on the behalf of other communists. Then we highlighted the whore Joe Biden, if you even want to take the guy serious, any of these people. Jim Hightower, we gave you a quote from him. Russ Feingold, a quote from him. Senator Ted Cruz, I want to highlight this quote again for you again, friends. Lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. Those politicians, those career politicians are the likes of, as I highlighted earlier, Robert C. Byrd, Daniel K. Inouye, Storm Thurmond, Edward Kennedy, Patrick J. Lee. Folks, these have served 49 years down to 42 years, in between 46 and 47 years. They are as corrupt, folks, as from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. There is nothing but corruption. We talked about Songbird McCain. We talked about Maxine Waters. We talked about none other than Barack Hussein Obama. We talked about his administration. And again, what happens on a daily basis, the oppression is thrown on the American people because they fail to deal with the corrupt. And you let them continuously use the law, against the citizens in this country because you leave off justice, America. Because you leave it off. That is my message. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Amos 5. Read it when you get a moment, America. Read Isaiah 51:4. Read Jeremiah 9:24. Read the very character of God. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 9. Where is his people? I mean, that's what and of course that's what he's asking for. When you read the book of Jeremiah, the Lord said, if I can find one man that's basically valiant for the truth, that seeks the truth and seeks to bring about judgment concerning corruption, he said he would overlook the justice of that country, but he could not find one man. Folks, we are in them times. When you look at through the book of Amos, through the book of Jeremiah, folks, how can you not identify prophetically as to where we're at? And again, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, it's all there for us to see what the problem is. But what's more interesting than that is the Lord's looking for someone that he can show himself strong on their behalf to execute judgment, to establish righteousness within the gate. But what does the Bible tell us about those that speak the truth and uprightness? When he said execute truth and justice and judgment within the gate, the Bible says they hated him. Of course they do, because they're guilty of the crime. No more than a cop, or no more than a criminal likes a cop, right? That's exactly right. Let's go to Missouri State Senator Rob Schaaf. He said, I can legally accept gifts from lobbyists unlimited in number and in value. Listen to what he said. As you might guess, what results is a corruption of the institution of Missouri government, a corruption driven by big money in politics. Driven by big money in politics. Isn't it? I mean, just listen to what he just said. So, I can legally accept gifts from lobbyists, unlimited in number and in value. As you might guess, what results in a corruption of institution of Missouri government. Listen to what he just said. I mean, that's about the stupidest thing that I've ever heard of in my life. But this is what you are used to, America, in this country. For example, you got Obamacare, violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. But you accepted it because the conservatives over there are debating between the right and the left, but they're not talking about who delegated authority to federal government to implement that which is illegal in the first place. Why? Because they made through omission the Constitution of the United States and, of course, its enumerated laws. Just get the law out of sight and out of mind and get them caught up into an argument. And that's what they have successfully done. Listen to what he said again. Let me say it, and I'll say it slowly. I can legally accept gifts from lobbyists, unlimited in number and in value. He is a liar. I can legally is how he started off his quote. Then he said, as you might guess, what results is a corruption of the institution of Missouri government. What he's saying is it's illegal. But he's not saying it's illegal. He's desensitized himself, and he's taking fast hold of deceit, and he walks it out on a daily basis. He said, friends, his quote, I can legally, and then he said, I can legally, in the end of the quote, he says, it results in corruption. When we obey the law, it doesn't result in corruption. It results in freedom. Because the law is liberty to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And if we do the right thing, there's not going to be a bad result. I mean, these people, folks, they're confused. And that's why Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, leave them alone, he said. They'll all end up in a ditch. I don't want my country in the ditch anymore. I want these people in jail where they belong, every single one of them. They've incriminated themselves, America. Do you need any more evidence? James E. Tierney, listen to what he said. Former Attorney General of Maine. I just love their titles. I mean, read Luke 3 when you get a moment, friends. It's almost laughable. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go there because it applies to everything that we're talking about right now. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, who was responsible for crucifying the Christ, being governor of Judea, and Herod, the one that was responsible for killing children two and under, remember him because he was looking for the Christ, being patriarch of Galilee. And why is that Herod was so threatened by Jesus? Because the Bible says that a governor will come out of Judea. And remember, he said, I want to worship him as well to the wise men. Do you remember this? I mean, folks, these guys are nothing short. Nothing short of great deceivers because they work for the deceiver. And then it goes on, and his brother of corrupt Herod, who killed all those babies 2 years and younger, and along with Pontius Pilate, see the alliance here, the covenant of hell that they've made? And his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene. Now listen to that. That was government. Listen to the corruption. These are the responsible party of those that crucified the Christ. These were those that were ruling the roost during the time of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And by the way, friends, I want you to listen to me carefully. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ was the destruction of Jerusalem. The crucifixion, America, of the truth is the destruction of America. And I'll tell you what, they're doing their job diligently. And the Bible tells me in the book of Ecclesiastes that those that rule with a diligent hand, they will bear rule. And the reason they're winning the day is because they're not going to sleep at night. They're not being entertained away from the destruction that they're incurring and advocating and advancing. That was government. Now listen to the church hierarchy of the day. Luke 3, verse 2. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John the Baptist, the son of Zacharias in the wilderness. So the word came
at the same time that corruption was in power. Well, guess what, friends? We're in those times today, and we're speaking truth to power. And I want to tell you something. The power is within the people to deal with the corruption. Not what you thought I said when you thought I was going to say the power lies within government. No, America, remember, you're that government. Now let's do the right thing, because right now is the right time to do the right thing.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You know, I've heard it so many times. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley, you know, I mean, I listen to what people say, and I appreciate it, but I want people to understand Jesus committed himself to no man because he knew what was in man. And that's not a slap in the face. It really isn't. But we trust the Word of God because it endureth forever. And how many times people have said, Bradley, man, you're just one crying out in the wilderness. And my wife tells me this kind of stuff, and I'm listening to this as I'm reading Luke 3, and it just comes right into me, and I can hear it clear as day, right? It just drops in. And, I mean, look at this. I mean, we're talking about in Luke 3 during the last segment, jumping over to this side, just, you know, you link it up with what's going on in this country, and there's just some things you cannot deny. I mean, we have corrupt government in place, and then we have a corrupt hierarchy in the church. This is all in Luke 3, forgive me. And then the Bible says in verse 3, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. He was preaching the law to grace, Galatians 3:24. But keep in mind, he went to the Jews that were broken by the law, that were looking for the Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, right?
Matthew 1:21, John 3, read them both when you get a moment. But it's interesting because when we see this message, America, keep in mind, John the Baptist called out Herod for all of his evils. And that's why he was thrown in prison. It wasn't because he was lying. It was because he told the truth. And it's funny how when you look in the professed church in America today, oh, you just got to go along to get along. You know, that's not respectful when you call out that corruption. Oops, did I just say that? I mean, after all, isn't that what Christ shed his blood for? Yeah. As the propitiation of the sins of the world. And keep in mind, he didn't come into the world to save people in their sins. He came into the world to save people from their sins. And that's exactly what he said in Matthew 1:21. And yet you see this all day long. But friends, listen to the message. Read Acts 2:38 when you get a moment as well. But look at this message. It's exactly how we're set up in this country today. And we need John the Baptist that are given the word of God and speaking out against corruption in government. Because America, I want to put this into perspective. You, I'm speaking truth to power. You are that power under God. You are that power. And I know corruption doesn't want you to know that. But again, I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God. You are the power, America, and your enemy knows it. Your enemy's terrified that you'll ever find it out. And this is why they're warring against Christianity so hard, friends, which is funny. Have you ever noticed that you can look at an anvil and you can look at the hammer? You can go ahead and pound on that anvil all day long. You can do it day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Now, folks, century after century, and I'm talking about the church, you go ahead, all you little minions of the evil one, you go ahead and just keep pounding on that anvil, on the church, because you do it to your own demise. And keep in mind, it's not the anvil, the church that's changed, friends. It's always the hammer that wears out. Don't ever forget what I'm telling you. No matter how hard things get, remember the hammer wears out. The church does not. The hammer wears out. The spirit of the world. The church does not. You have to replace the hammer, not the anvil. The church ain't going. Listen to me. It is in my dictionary. The church ain't going anywhere. The seed of the righteous is forever. Period. End of story. 5,000 and 6,000 years later, friends, we're still here in the same struggle. And we're winning the day. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. And what I like to say is we're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! All right, let's go on here. We're talking about, yes, we are corrupt, saith the American politician. President Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Huh. Mark Hanna, William McKinley, 1896 presidential campaign manager and late senator from Ohio in 1895 said this, there are two things that are important in politics. The first is money. And then in his stupidity and ignorance, and you better bet your bottom dollar it cost him his soul, he said, and I can't remember what the second one is. Isn't that funny, America? Isn't that funny? There are two things that are important in politics. The first one is money, and he said, I can't remember what the second one is. Wow. Frivolous with God's creation. Frivolous and dereliction of duty. Even goes further than that, folks, if you want to dig a little bit deeper. Listen to this one. Behind the ostensible, behind the government sits enthroned an invisible government owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. To destroy this invisible government, to dissolve the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics, is the first task of the statesmen of the day. This was none other than President Theodore Roosevelt on his 1912 platform. Do you want to hear that again? Just to show you the warfare in which we are a part, like it or not. Behind the government sits enthroned an invisible government owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people, to destroy this invisible government, to dissolve the unholy alliance. Isn't that interesting? He's talking biblical vernacular, like the covenant of hell that will be broken. Right? But he said to destroy this invisible government, to dissolve the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics is the first task of the statesman. That's the people that really work for the people, magnifying the law. He said that is the first task of the statesman of the day. That's the first task of the statesman of the day. We got two more here, talking about corrupt politics, and yes, we are corrupt, saith the modern day politician. Not all of them, but we're talking about the squeaky wheel here that needs to be dealt with. Franklin D. Roosevelt, remember the guy that said presidents are not selected? I'm sorry, he said presidents are not, I always get that messed up, forgive me the S. Presidents are not selected, he said, I'm saying it the right way the first time, forgive me. Presidents are not elected, they are selected, is what he said. This is also the guy that said, before World War II, an American boy will never put his feet on European soil. And 405,399 men later, the American people awoke to the fact that he was a corrupt social communist. And look who he was hanging out with, buddy. His buddies. His hangout buddies were not Winston Churchill. He was a globalist. Stalin, he was a globalist. They tried to pull Mao Zedong into it. He was a globalist. But let's listen to this corrupt individual, Franklin D. Roosevelt. He said, I had a nice talk with Jack Morgan. He was a banker with J.P. Morgan. Corrupt as the day is long, friends. The other day, and he seemed more worried, said President D. Roosevelt, more worried about Assistant Secretary of Agriculture Rexford Tugwell's speech and about anything else, especially when Tugwell said, from now on, property rights and financial rights will be subordinated to human rights. The real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the larger centers had owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. And that's, by the way, why Andrew Jackson warred against the central banks. That's exactly right. And you might even want to talk a little bit about to Alexander Hamilton, who thought this would consolidate power over the states from the federal government. And keep in mind, America, the states are the creature, not the creature of the federal government. The federal government is a creature of the states. Keep that in mind. Again, it's backwards. But listen to what he said. You and I know that a financial element in the larger centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. The country is going through a repetition of Jackson's fight with the Bank of the United States, only on a far bigger and broader basis. Franklin D. Roosevelt in a letter to Edward M. House in 1933. I wanted to dovetail this show for you, and I want you to listen to what Daniel Webster said to the American people, only to reinforce President George Washington and Harry S. Truman's statements. Listen carefully. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. He said, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. America, prevention is better than cure. Isaiah 26:9. Love you. Talk to you soon. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.